scared.
What are you scared of?
I don't know. You're going to put something in this and it's going to make me look bad.
Literally, I don't edit these. So if you look bad, that's completely your fault.
I'm going to cancel you.
Irene, you're not allowed to talk. You're not in this.
Oh, is Irene trying to? We could have a two guest podcast. Irene trying to come on?
She said no.
Oh, Irene's scared now.
And I was just with my sister, and I was like, why don't you just do it with me? And Irene, no. Okay. I was with my sister, and I was like, why don't you do it with me? She's like, I hate the sound.
What the heck? Why did you cut out, freak? Can you read this?
Lose the small ones, but win the big ones.
That's how we're gonna approach this mic situation. We're gonna lose the mic, but we're gonna get the podcast. Julia Izu.
Hi.
You're here.
I am here. I mean, I'm not there, but I'm here.
Yeah, we got the Zoom nonsense because you're in. And where are you right now?
I'm in Provo, Utah.
Oh, frick. Oh, for you're the. You are the second BYU person I've interviewed. Is that true? I think that's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What an honor. I'll take second.
You'll take second. First female. First BYU female.
Okay, then I'll.
There we go. You just gotta frame it like the narrower you go. First female dancer.
There you go.
Ever.
First sibling of. Your
this is so dangerous. This could backfire on me in so many ways.
It really could, but
just wait. You didn't hear today's podcast hasn't aired yet, but there was a whole talk about Shawn Mendes, and I don't think I'm gonna score a lot of points from that conversation.
Wait, but is there a point system?
Is there a what?
There's a point system.
Oh, the points?
You just mean like it's fake. They're not actual points, but
no, there's no real points. If there was an actual point system, that would be I don't know. I'd probably be scoring good, I think. That'd kind of be terrifying.
I've listened and I did like them, and that's why I wanted to be on the podcast.
You wanted to be on? What? That's I don't even know how.
Because I listened.
Here we go. Well, you're here. You made it. I usually start this off with like figuring out how I met the guest, but I literally have no idea. I mean, because like we've been around, you know, like whatever.
Yeah. How long have you been friends with my sister for?
I love how you're referring to her as your sister. I think it's really political of you, like to avoid.
I don't call her Jalen. So it's if I.
All right, you call her Ate, right? That's the whole. Because there's Ate, but Ate is older. No. Ate is older sister.
Yeah.
And then Kuya is older brother.
Yes.
But they just like from the top down, they just say whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Do they, or is there something they're supposed to call you?
No, they can call me whatever, but if I respond is, you know what I mean?
Well, she nicknamed
there's
you.
There's no like technical thing to call me though for the younger ones, just the older ones.
Right, that's like a Filipino culture thing. It's like Ate, it's older sister.
Well, I guess I can call her Ate. How long have you been friends with Ate for?
I have been friends with her since. Friends is an interesting way to put it because we met my junior year, but like we weren't friends until maybe the second half of junior year. That first half, I was like just kind of didn't talk to anybody because I just moved there and I hated it.
2015.
20. So I graduated in 2016. So yeah. I would have been 2014 that I got there.
Oh.
And then.
That means I was still in junior high.
You were still in junior high?
Yeah, because, 15, 16, 17. Yeah. I was in eighth grade.
When did you graduate? You graduated 18? 19.
Yeah. Jeez. So my freshman year was 15 to 16. So I was in eighth grade when you were friends with her. I don't know.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, but I thought you already know this. I thought you were Nick for a very long time.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I forgot you said that.
Not until was it earlier this year?
Really?
When did you watch Parasite with us? So my sister we watched Parasite at BYU and she said, "Oh, my friend Josh is coming." and I was expecting Nick to come. But when was that?
That was March, yeah. That was like, that was right before we started dating.
In March, I still thought you were someone else.
That's why I asked this question, because I was like, I think she's probably seen me, right? Like, I don't know. I probably went to some party or something. But then, because I became friends with Jalen through Nick. Actually, through Josh Johnson to Nick to Jalen. So, like, and then me, Nick, and Jalen would hang out a lot, which I have since asked a lot of follow-up questions because that's hilarious. If my girlfriend just went and hung out with two other dudes for, like, most of the time, I'd be a little sus, but whatever. And then I went to, like, a New Year's thing, I think twice, maybe once. And then I think I was at, like, a birthday party at one point. So you've seen me before.
I have. Like, right. When I still was at home, I definitely did see you. But it was a matter of putting names to the faces that I saw, you know?
Yeah, you were just like, okay, there's, like, the two tall ones over there.
Yeah. And my sister and I weren't as close as we are now, so I feel like I would have known all of our friends if we were. If that makes sense.
Right. Well, I mean, it makes sense. You had a pretty big age gap. Like, if you're in middle school and she's in high school, it's not exactly jamming out.
I was an eighth grader.
Wow. So it was March. This past March is when you actually realized who it was.
Was it really March?
Wow. That's so bad. Wow. Okay.
Months ago. Okay. Yep.
I'm a very memorable person. So you grew up in California.
Yes. For the most, yeah.
Sort of, right? So what do you remember, like, other places, or do you just kind of remember California?
So I was born in Hawaii, which is kind of cool, but I don't remember it at all. I think we left when I was just barely two or maybe still one.
Okay.
And Texas. And I remember Texas a lot. Like, I could draw you my house. I know what my dance studio looked like. Like, the streets, my school. Because then we left when I was eight. And then we moved to California. So, yeah, most of my life was in California. So, but I do remember some parts. Sorry, what?
You were eight when you got there?
When I moved to California?
Yeah.
Yeah, we moved the summer I turned nine. So I was eight, but I was, like, 8 and 11 months or something. Basically nine.
Those little kid nitpicks. They're like, I'm 7 and 3/4. You're like, yo, chill. Like, I don't need – like, yeah.
I don't need that.
Okay. So, but I've always been jealous of you guys because if you guys had lived in New York, you would have literally been in like the four coolest places in the United States. It would have been like New York, Hawaii.
So cool.
Texas and California. Like, you'd like literally just hit all of like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of fun.
So what do you remember about Texas? Was it like, do you remember that much, or was it mostly just kind of dancing and like not a lot else?
I remember our school is actually pretty cool. We had like piano classes, like full on. Everyone had a little keyboard and they looked on a projector and saw the teacher's hands. I remember that.
And what? Seeing
classes. Yeah, no, it was legit. And what else? Yeah, dance. I remember getting yelled at a lot because I probably wasn't paying attention. but I was, I don't know if this is bad to say, but I was like a favorite at my studio in Texas. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Careful, the fan favorite. Fan favorite or teacher favorite?
I'm not allowed to say that. But yeah.
Do you follow any of those people on Instagram? I mean, that's really the defining.
I have like two of my best friends that I danced with, but I don't really talk to them anymore. We're just like, it's just whatever.
You should send this podcast straight to them. Just to rub it in. Just so you know. But you don't remember, like, that was pretty suburban. Like, you just kind of remember, like, where you lived, where you danced, what was it like?
I remember they closed the Target on my birthday. It was really sad.
Like, actually. Like, shut down? Like.
Yeah, I don't remember if they remodeled it or something, but I do know there was, like, it was boarded up.
Oh.
On my birthday. We drove past it, and I was sad about it.
She only remembers the trauma. No happy memories from Texas. Only that they boarded up windows.
Oh, I remember it snowed, like, a couple of times. And it was nice because we didn't have school and we played in the snow. But That's something California doesn't have at all.
Yeah. They canceled school with snow.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Utah, they're like, how many feet are there out there? There's like 4 feet. Like, they could still make it.
That's fine. You could still
they can still breathe.
Yeah, no.
But you're now converted to California weather. That's like, there's no going back. You're like.
Yeah. Like, wait, say that one more time. I'm not converted.
You are converted. It's not, there's no going back. Like anywhere else you go, you're just like, this is terrible.
I like having seasons here. That's the hard part. Like California doesn't really have seasons, which is sad, but then it's really cold and I don't like the cold that much. So I do like California weather. It's probably, I like California weather over all the weather that I've lived in, even here.
Cause I have the same thing where like, I like seasons. Like I get the California weather's great, but like there's no season. So you're like, okay, like even cause they don't even have like a rain season. Like even if they just had like it rains for a couple months, like that'd be cool. But yeah. But a rainy day is like just out of nowhere. Like there's no like context for it. So like, I think California's nice. Are you like, do you like it really hot? Like, okay. Like what is hot for you? This is a big.
What is hot for me?
Yeah. Cause for me, like you get, once you hit 80, we're at warm. Like we're already like, that's starting to get like chill. And like, once you get mid 80s, like it's starting to get hot.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, I think warm is definitely 80s. And then when you get up to the 90s, then it's like, oh, shoot, it's really hot. And then 100, when it's like 110 outside, I'm like, I'm not going to go outside today.
F that. That's the worst.
Like going to school in that weather, oh, my gosh. When kids would pass out, that's when it's hot.
You had a kid pass out in your class?
Yes. People, you've never had that?
No.
People literally would pass out outside in high school, and then they'd have to, like, get pulled out, and then, yeah, it was scary.
Is that high school or middle school?
Yes, high school.
No way.
Yeah.
Just drink some water. Chill.
I know. That's what you realize if you drink water or not, when it's in the hundreds and you pass out.
No, I remember because, like, the thing that I remember is, like, my AC didn't work and my I had a Honda Element.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would roll down both the windows to like let some air come in, right? I'm going like 40, I'm thinking, and the billowing air was warm. Like it was like heating me up, and I was like, I don't even know what to do anymore. There's no options. I don't even know if the AC would work. The AC probably broke because of how hot it was. Some people get really sad with like the clouds and stuff, like they can't do like snow or rain, like that's mm-hmm. hard. But like I have the same thing with desert weather, where like if it's like blazing sun and hot too many days in a row, I'm like, it's like I become Shia LaBeouf from Holes. Like I'm just like, I'm gonna start going crazy and like hit someone in trouble.
Yeah, I think I don't like to do anything when it's super hot. It's hard for me to like have a good time. Even when I would say, if I had to pick between like really hot or like super gloomy, I'd probably still pick the gloomy. Just because when you're hot, like you just don't want to do anything.
Yeah,
you don't start sweating.
Yeah, you just don't want to exist at that point. Like,
So
you said gloomy, but like, does gloomy mean cold or you just?
Like, it's like gray outside and.
Okay, hot. So super hot or super cold? Because for me, that's actually not that hard.
I guess you're right. Super hot or super cold?
Because to me, like, super cold, at least you can do something about it. Like, all right, I'm staying inside. I'm getting a blanket. Like, the heater will do all it needs to do. Mm-hmm. But, like, in California or, like, wherever, if it's, like, too hot outside, you could blast the AC. You could blast the fan. You could be, like, fully naked. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just – this is a terrible experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like getting all cozy. Like, I like the whole, you know, fire and hot chocolate. You have blankets, comfy PJs. So I think I'd pick cold. Because when you're hot, you can't, like, get cozy. There's no equivalent, you know?
It's just torture. It's just like, there's no, exactly. It doesn't translate. There's no, like, oh, yeah, like, I'll just go out. I guess maybe tanning, I guess, is like the equivalent of like getting cozy. It's like you get, but even then, like that's like if it's too hot.
Experience with tanning. I mean, I never really set out just to tan. I'm already kind of tan, so.
Really? You've never done that before?
Well, why would I?
Well, I mean, like, I get it. Like, okay, you're Filipino heritage. I'm going to just watch my words here. I don't feel like this is going to end well for me. But, Jenna does. Like, I don't know. Like, she does it all the time.
I'm darker than her. And I have a lot of friends that do. Like, they love to tan. But I'm more of, like, if you're going to lay out and tan, I'm going to go in the water and swim because that's more fun to me than just sitting out.
Dude, amen. Preach. Hallelujah.
All the girls that don't go in the water, I'm calling you out. It's more fun.
Oh, yeah, those people are the worst. No, like, don't go to the beach if you're not going to the water. I don't get it.
Why would, for what? You like the sand? You're lying.
Oh yeah, okay. All right. You're agreeing with me. I thought you were disagreeing.
Oh, but, no, I'm agreeing.
Like, who doesn't go in the water at the beach? Like, I don't, those people, your sister doesn't, so I guess.
I know.
That's like, I don't get it. Like, what's the point? They're like, oh well, it's warm and nice. I'm like, okay, like
you
I can
get just... warm and nice other places besides the beach. You can't get the ocean.
Amen. Baby. Amen. I know everything you mean. I think the perfect weather to me ever, and specifically in California, is like 76 with like a tiny breeze, and I'm chilling.
I'm not going to call her my sister. I was talking to Ate right before this, and I said, like, 75 with a breeze.
No way!
I'm not even kidding. What? I said 75 with a breeze. Like, wow. A little windy.
Wow.
This is the most we've ever agreed.
I don't think we disagree on that. But like, yeah, we definitely disagree on some things, but especially Shawn Mendes. But this one I just threw in there just to see. But, like... kind of pivoting from weather to a different kind of weird sky thing. Are you one of those weird astrology people? Do you like know things about astrology or are you like?
I had a phase. So there's this app called CoStar that everyone had at some point and it would tell you your daily horoscope. So it'd be like, today you're gonna fall in love or like something stupid, you know? And so I had that app and one day it said you're gonna run into somebody that it's from your past, and I did, and so it freaked me out. But then I deleted the app because I was like, why am I letting this stupid app control how I'm approaching my day? Because if I would read that horoscope, and it would say, you're going to, like, run into somebody you knew before, I would be, like, prepared to do that. But that's so weird to let an app control you. So I was like, it's whatever. I know that I'm a Leo. Now I'm not very into it. Now I don't keep up with it. I'm on the cusp of Leo and Cancer. Because
the cusp.
Cancer ends July 22nd and my birthday is the 23rd. And so it starts on my birthday. I was born at like 12:30 a.m. So I barely made it.
Wow. Yeah. Good thing. What was the other? It was Leo and Cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I mean, yeah, I'm not sure you want to end up with Cancer. One way or the other. That doesn't feel like the move. Isn't that the Cancer's the crab, right? It's got like mm-hmm. that.
Cancers are, like, really emotional. I'm still emotional, so I'm, like...
What's a Leo? What's the difference?
Leos are... They're supposed to be, like, confident, which I'm not very confident, and bossy, which I am pretty bossy, so...
It's a 50-50.
Yeah. Leos are, like, natural-born leaders, I guess. And
I guess. Are you quoting the app? Do we need to, like, attribute?
I know. I'm saying I'm not really into astrology. I'm saying I'm just off at all these things.
How do you know, like, what? So it's just by when you were born? That's the whole thing that defines it?
Yeah, the day you were born. There's also, you could go, there's, like, your moon sign and all these other things based off of where you were born and when you were born.
Moon sign or moonshine? Are you just kidding?
Moon sign. It's like the moon sign. I think you have a sun sign or something. I don't know.
So if I'm born April 3rd, what does that make me? Do you know off February?
Why don't we look it up?
Because people have told me this like 60 times. I have never once looked at a horoscope. Seriously? I'm an Aries.
Yeah.
Oh, freak. Does that mean I'm starting wars over here? What does that mean?
I haven't heard bad things about Aries, actually.
Well, in that case, sweet.
Your roll it. passionate, motivated, and confident.
Depends on the day.
Weakness is that you lack patience.
That's definitely true. I'll give it that.
Impulsiveness, aggressiveness.
Sure. Yeah,
I don't know. There's so many accounts that are they have a bunch of astrology things and they post like descriptions, but they're so broad that everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Like, that applies to me. But the description is like, you like a boy and he doesn't like you back or something. And they're like, oh my gosh, how do they know? Like, how do they know? I'm like, that applies to literally everyone. What do you mean?
That could be anybody at any time.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of fun, but
I definitely don't believe in those at all. But I had I took a personality test once. Mm-hmm. Jalen still has it, I think, on her phone. It was freaky accurate. It was like, whoa, like, I don't know how you, because apparently there are like scientific personality types. There's
I know what you're talking about because I've done that too.
Do you remember what yours was called?
Oh, shoot.
I think mine was called Mediator, if I remember right, which just feels nuts. Yeah. Are you going to take it right now? It takes like an hour to
put it. I know the one that I have, but I don't remember what the thing is.
You have it like on your phone somewhere?
Yeah, I took a screenshot. Should I really go through this to find
it? Are you going to reveal? I mean, like, if you can find it, but if you can't, I'm not sure.
P, I think.
Start with a P.
Yeah.
Dang. Wow, this has got to be some awesome podcasting right here. People are just,
I know, they're just dying. Waiting. Oh!
Oh, she found it.
I don't think it starts with a P.
Well, did you find it? Because if you found it, then you would know that.
Shoot.
What did you go O about?
I think it's the campaigner.
No way, really?
I think that's the one that I am. But I don't want to say that, but I already did, so.
Are you giving up? Feels like you're losing steam.
Yeah, I gave up. I'm like, it's whatever. I think it's that, though. That's going to be awkward if it's not.
The campaigner?
Yeah, I think that's
me. I trust you. I bet you're right. I have a question for you.
Okay.
I've been accused of liking music that's too. Oh, did you find it?
No. Because.
Are you that I've been accused? I've been accused of liking quote unquote emo music. These are quotes from somebody. You can imply it. But okay, so like, what's the difference between like a song that's emo or a song that's pop? And are they becoming the same thing? Because honestly, Joji wants to tell me that they're the same thing.
I feel like they used to be completely different genres, but now it's kind of shifting towards it. I don't know if I would say that they're the same.
What are these hand movements? But Julia's describing this as she's like signaling her hands together as if like the whole audience is hearing it.
Well, what do you think is, why do you think they're different then?
Well, I'm trying to figure it out because like I definitely like, so I have weird taste in music. Like, and mm-hmm. by weird, I mean like, it's not like the songs are like straight up bizarre. It's just that like, I don't like songs that are boring. Like, I don't like sounds that are like, oh yeah, cool. Like, that's a pop song. Like, been there. We did it. Or even like a lot of like acoustic guitar got drowned out in like kind of the last 5 years. Like, there was like a, like Jason Mraz and like all of them had their phase in like 2010. And then like, now it's like, cool. Like, you can string acoustic guitar. Like, you did it. But like, I like songs where it's like, oh, like, I haven't heard the sound. I haven't heard like this kind of voice combo. Like, this is interesting to me. And so like, it definitely, I don't follow bands as much or like artists so much as I just kind of like use Discover Weekly and just kind of like find whatever.
Yeah.
So like, all this music is like, oh, like, it's all kind of weird. I'm like, I don't know. Like, what is that? How do I know when it's like an emo song or if it's like a pop song? Because like, pop music has gotten way different, I feel like, over like the last 5 years too. So like, I don't even know where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, first off, you said you have a weird taste in music, and I realize that no one should say that they have like a weird taste in music or be like, I don't know, you're probably not insecure about your music taste. But right. Everyone is like, everyone is going to have a different taste in music, and no one should be
ashamed.
No one should be like, oh, I'm so embarrassed about this music that I like. It doesn't matter. So that's the first thing. The second thing, it's hard because music is, there's a lot of, what am I trying to say here?
Variance? I don't know what you're...
Yeah. So music has like spread, you know?
There's, you want me to just speak for you? I mean, I'll just keep playing.
Sure, you can.
Just kidding.
People are coming out with stuff that is very different. And so I even feel like the genres before don't encompass all the music that's being produced right now. I don't know why I just use that word.
It was a good word. Word drop. Mad respect.
Thanks. So... There is some pop music that's emo, I think, but not all pop music is, like, they're not the same, because there is still music that's emo, but not pop.
Right, because, like, I think that, like, I think about Joji, right? Like, Joji's the, yeah, like, kind of the example of, like, he's just a bridge guy, where, like, somehow you're listening to Joji at the club, and you're like, what is this, like, come down music? I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But then, like, also, you have, like, Shawn Mendes in this pop category. I'm like, okay, this is not emo at all.
I would not put them in the same category at all.
Right. So, like, the overlap, it just keeps growing. Like, I don't understand it. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever figure it out, but I for sure, I don't know. I stand by it. I like your point, though. No music shaming. Everybody teach their own. Do what you want.
Exactly.
Okay, what do you think is the best Netflix movie? It can be a Netflix movie or movie, because you introduced a controversial movie as your favorite movie earlier. If you want to talk about it, we can. If you're too scared. Yeah.
So my favorite movie is The Notebook.
I'm so offended.
Okay, why don't you make your case first, because we should start negative to positive and then go to positive.
Negative to positive? Okay. Here we go. So here's the case. One. Just from a movie perspective, it's just a weird movie. Like, the timing is kind of off, and like, it just feels like a love affair. It is based on a book, so I don't know if it's like about being accurate to the book, but like, just the straight timing is kind of whack. Two, it's about a dirty rotten cheater and dirty rotten cheaters. So like, I don't support cheating on your fiance, especially in like such a knowing way, where it was like, oh my gosh, my ex-boyfriend who promised to build this exact house in this exact location is selling this house in this exact location. Hey, fiance, I'm going to just go and just check out this house for like a couple weeks by myself. Is that cool? And then the mom shows up, and the mom like catches her cheating on her fiance. And the mom's like, let's go on a drive. And I'm like, all right, here we go. We got some accountability. Like, this mom's going to like tell her how it is. The mom drives up to some construction site. It's like, see that guy over there? I thought about cheating with that guy like all the time. And I wish I did. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what are we doing? And then it just goes back. And it's like, you should definitely cheat on your fiance. And I'm like, okay, all right. You lost me on every level. Like, there's no point. Then we're cheating. So cheating's okay. Cheating's allowed. Then we're like, throughout the whole story, it's being like narrated by this old person. And you're like, what? Who are the old people? Like, I don't get it. And then the movie, it's revealed that it's them. It's like, oh my gosh, it's the couple, it's them. They're like, this is so cute. And then like, there's this horrible moment where she forgets, like she has Alzheimer's. So he's like reading their history to her, so she remembers. But then she forgets again and is terrified by him and like starts screaming him and punching him. And I'm like, I was just here for this lovey-dove rom-com. Why am I watching this like terrible like Alzheimer's moment? I'm like scared out of my mind. And then it goes from condoning cheating to sad Alzheimer's moment to condoning suicide. It's like, hey, like, let's just die tonight together because we're in love. And then they do. And it's like, this is awful. Like, there's no part of this that is okay. So I think that 80% of your retort in a second is going to be that Ryan Gosling's in it. And so, like, I guess, like, if you want that, you can have it. It's true. He's in it. I'm pretty sure he's shirtless a lot. I'm sure that. Not to mention, I didn't even mention the girl that Ryan Gosling's cheating on. He's like dating like a single mom. and like cheats on her with the girl who also has a fiance. So we're like double cheating. It's not like one man free, one woman locked down. They're both locked down. Both start cheating. Then they decide to die together in just the blinding light, breaking the rules of this old people's home to do so. So tell me why you like The Notebook. Tell me why it's a good movie based on anything I just said.
First off, yes, the movie has cheating in it. I'm not going to disagree with that because that's just a fact. But just because I think this is my favorite movie doesn't mean I support cheaters, okay? I do not support cheaters. I would never cheat. I don't like cheaters. You know what I mean? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. To get that out of the way. Okay, so I think that if you look at the movie in a negative way, if you point out all the bad things about it, yes, Josh just pointed those out. But if you focus on all the good, if you focus on the love story, this is the hard part. Because I'm a hopeless romantic, and this is why I like my favorite type of movies are rom-coms, and I just love them. And I'll like sit there and cry by myself and just watch them. So I love romantic movies, and if you focus on their whole love story, it is very cute. Okay? And yes, Ryan Gosling.
Especially when Ryan Gosling threatens suicide in the opening.
No! That's the part I didn't agree with, though. Suicide? They didn't kill themselves. They were just like, what if our love... this is major spoilers for anyone who has never seen The Notebook.
If you haven't seen The Notebook, I got good news. You don't ever need to see it. But anyway,
go ahead. No! Don't say that! On a side note, Irene is not watching that movie until she's married, which I think is a little weird, but...
I'm for it because of the fiance nonsense. Honestly, like that makes me look. If she's already locked down, at least that, like, you know, she'll be in deep enough that, like, I don't know, the condoning of cheating. Like.
This is not good, but in the media, there's so many shows that have cheating in it, and it, just because you watch it doesn't mean you're gonna go. It's like if you watch something where somebody kills somebody, you're not gonna go out and kill someone.
No, true. It doesn't mean that you're going to. But there is like an activeness about it where they're painted as okay for it. Whereas like in shows where people are murdered, there's like a lot less, you know, sometimes the good guy, I don't know, James Bond, but still like it's pretty bad. Keep going, sorry.
I mean, you think that the only good movies are the ones that are like morally right?
No, I think there's a way that you can look at it that's like, you know, you can just be objective, like, okay, like, what do you, like, you know, you can make your own thing of this. But just the way that the story is told, especially that mom thing, honestly, like, the killer, where it's like, the mom is like, oh, man, like, I just dream about this dirty construction worker. It's like, well, what are we doing? Like, I don't understand. Like, the moral of the story shouldn't be to be miserable, but also, like, you can go there, see Ryan Gosling, and just not cheat, and then just call off the wedding. Not be a fiance, and then like everything could be fine. You know what I mean? So anyway.
Yeah, but it's a movie, and I feel like it was all part of it, and it had to do with the story. You know, like sure, if this was real life, then yeah, that's the right thing to do. But it's a movie. I also am kind of a fake fan because I've never read the book, and I probably should. I don't know why I haven't. I do like reading, so maybe that's next on my list. To read The Notebook.
So you like it because it's a lovey-dovey movie and because Ryan Gosling's in it.
I just like it. I was entertained by the movie.
Yeah.
And Ryan Gosling is in it. He was my first celebrity crush. So there you go.
I'm trying to think of a single guy in that movie who doesn't go through extreme emotional pain in The Notebook. I think every single male character does, so that's fine. Maybe, no, but what's his name's dad dies? Yeah, anyway, everybody. Everybody's suffering. Guys suffer a lot in that movie. But if you're a girl, Notebook's great. If you're a guy, oof. You're taking a lot of L's. Speaking of dirty, rotten cheating, there's a movie. So I asked Netflix movie, and you just said favorite movie, which is The Notebook, which I thought is ridiculous. But I think Netflix movie, I don't know if this is true about you, but the movie, what is it, To All the Boys?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's your favorite Netflix movie, you think? Like from Netflix, not that's on Netflix. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Trying to distinguish between the ones that are like made by Netflix. I guess I did really like it. I do like both the movies, so sure, why not?
I think that. Wow, thanks. We were Real good entertainment value here. Love that. I thought the first one was good. The second one, well, look, it's just it's Notebook 2.0. Like, what's his name? My boy Peter Kavinsky is out here getting framed for some nonsense, and then my girl, whatever her name is, because it's always it's a super white name, even though she's not. What's her name again?
Who are you talking about?
The main character.
Laura Jean.
Yeah, I don't know why. Anyway, it's a super white name. I'm just saying, like, whatever. True. But Laura Jean is like, you know what? Just because you lost my scrunchie, I'm gonna go to this kid over here, who I've been eyeing low key while I volunteered this old people home. Are you team Peter or are you team John? I'm a dirty rotten cheater, Ambrose.
Okay. So. Again, I haven't read these books, so I feel like...
Books aren't real, so it's fine.
The book is always better. We could also argue about that, but not
really. That's probably true.
I just feel like it would have given more detail. I think the first movie of the... I mean, I think there's going to be three movies, but anyways, the first movie out of the two really sets you up to like Peter, like to fall in love with him. You're like, oh my gosh, are you kidding
me? Big Peter fan. When he does the hallway scene, oh, that was big time. It was big time.
Yeah, so, and in the second one, he is thrown in the dirt a little bit, actually kind of a lot. And so it makes him look kind of bad. But I'm still Team Peter. Oof. Over John Ambrose.
Good.
But John Ambrose, like...
All the rumors are he's better in the books.
That's what I've heard too, which is why I'm like...
I don't really care. Like, whatever. Okay.
So, I also think Peter's better looking if we're going to... throw that in there.
Don't you know his name? That's the weird thing about you and your whole family. You guys like look up the names of these actors and then follow them on Instagram and then find out everything that they do.
But Peter's cuter than what's his name? Noah Centineo. Peter's cuter than Noah Centineo. Like Noah Centineo.
Peter the character is cuter than the actor who plays him.
Yes.
Are we just talking about like actual people now? I'm getting lost. Like no, you would date Peter before you would date the real person that is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's pretty stated. But like, yeah, okay. So there's a lot of characters that girls play in movies too. Where like I would date that person, but but they're not like them really.
So I like Peter. I like Peter over John. But if I had to pick between Peter and Noah, I would pick Peter. Which we weren't talking about that, but I'm just saying.
That's a random. It does feel random to throw in that, but I get it. Have you ever seen The Mandalorian?
I haven't, but my dad and my brothers watched it. I wish that I was a bigger Star Wars fan, but I have been to Star Wars Land in Disneyland. It was pretty cool, and I went on the rides. It's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. Did you go on the walk-in one, or like you're like walking through most of it, like the new one?
The one where you have to fly the ship.
No, there's a new one.
Oh, the one where you. I haven't been on that one because I haven't been in Disneyland since last year. I went in January. I haven't been since January.
January, okay. I actually went like the week before COVID shut down. It was like
I'm so jealous.
It was super dope. But I went on the ride. It was super fun. Your dad deserves better. I'm just saying. He's like sports and like Star Wars and got no kids that like sports.
Oh, I definitely agree. I tell him all the time. I'm like, I'm so sorry that like you deserve a better daughter. And of course he says, you deserve a better dad, like every time. And I'm like, are you kidding
me? Aw, thanks.
He's the greatest person.
That's cool, Jerry. Big fan. Speaking of sports, is dance a sport? Am I counting dance as a sport?
Yes.
Yes.
I prepared for this question.
Yeah, I thought you would. So you've danced since birth?
I've danced since I was like 3. So, I mean, you can't really start dancing when you're younger than that. I mean, you could, but you can't really learn anything. So I had to write an essay on this in writing last year. So I'll say this quick because it's not really relevant, but you had to write 3 topics down on a flashcard and then the teacher picked what you wanted to write about and I only had 2. And so I was like, oh, I'll just put is dance a sport on here just because I don't have another thing. And then she picked that one. And I was like, are you kidding me? That was the one I wrote 5 minutes before this class even started, and you picked that one. So, yeah. Okay, so I thought maybe you would just look up the definition of sport, because I don't...
Okay.
This is how I really prove it, because this
Google.
Yes.
Okay.
Google. Okay, so a sport defined on Google is an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. So, if
for entertainment.
Break that up,
wow.
We break that up.
Okay.
An activity involving physical exertion.
Check.
100%. I have thrown up because of dance, like multiple times.
That's weird, but okay.
Pass out and just because it's really hard. Okay. And skill. If you don't think you need skill for dance, then you haven't seen dance. It's really hard. I'm saying, if you've never seen dance, then you'd be like, oh, anybody can do that. That's what their job is, to make it look easy. But then when you try it yourself, you're like, shoot, this is hard. Okay. In which an individual or team competes. So I have been a part of multiple like companies where we compete, and you either compete in a solo, like by yourself, or you're in a group. So that is checked also. And then competes against another or others. So yeah, we compete against other teams. For entertainment, I think dance is pretty entertaining. So there you go.
Yeah, I can't outright agree with you, because that would be a little creepy, but I'm sure there were plenty of guys that agree that dancing is really entertaining. So how long have you been dancing for?
So if I was 15 years, because I'm 18.
So, oh, geez. Okay. So you're still dancing, right?
Yeah, I am.
What are you doing right now?
I'm a part of a company here at BYU called Contemporary Dance Theater. There's 20 of us. I don't know how many people auditioned, but it was like probably over 100. This year was weird because we had to do it over video submission, and I don't like that, because you can critique yourself over and over and take 100 videos and be like, I could still do it better. So, yeah. So through that process, I got in somehow. I don't really know how. Yeah.
Rumor had it, you did really good, right? I think.
Well,
I know it took a second, but somebody said that you did like the dance from the video like really, really well or something, right? Wasn't that the?
I don't know. Am I even allowed to say this? Sure. Yeah, well, the director was like, the guy that choreographed this audition piece said that Julia did it the best. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you're allowed to say that, but you did really well. Good job. We're allowed to say nice things. Don't flex it too hard. Like, if you get a t-shirt that says, my dance director said that I did the best, like, yeah, it's a little extra, but like, you're allowed to say like, that happened. So like, what's the structure? You dance in teams and individually, or just as teams?
So honestly, it depends. I can only speak for my personal experience, because I've talked to people that grew up dancing in Utah and it's completely different. But for me, I danced at a studio first before high school dance team, obviously, because I was younger, I wasn't in high school. And we competed. I didn't have a solo until I was in high school, but some people did. So you compete a solo, and it has your name on it, but also has the studio's name on it too, because you're still part of the studio. And then you have like the smaller groups, and then kind of medium groups, larger groups, and then like whole productions, which is like a bunch of people. And then there's also different styles. So there's contemporary, tap, ballet, hip hop. So there's different categories within the size and also the style, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they combine all small dances with different styles, or all the styles with different sizes. That was so hard for me to say, but I'm surprised I did it. You know, does that make sense? So,
yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then in high school, they did, for example, there was a small jazz category, which was only small groups that did jazz.
Okay.
And then they had small contemporary only, so That was that. And then they also had solos that you would do. So I did 4 solos because I did 1 each year in high school. And then you compete against your grade at first. And then they do a top 10 overall with everyone in all 4 grades. It's okay. Kind of complicated, but...
Yeah, but so they do, there's individual and there's...
Yeah, so and there's the team, and then is both. There's individual, yeah.
And then, so like at a college level, is it just teams at that point or is it the same deal where there's some individuals, some...
So I don't compete anymore because the competition team here at BYU is the Cougarettes and they're very good. 1, I wouldn't make it. There's no way. And 2, it's very time consuming and I don't know how those girls do it. Like, props to them. I would not be able to get anything done if I had that much practice. But they compete, I think they compete in nationals against all the other college teams. Nice. And they always win and stuff, so.
Yeah.
But that's college level, yeah.
Ooh. So dance is a sport. That's where we stand.
Dance is a sport. Moral of the story, dance is a sport.
Dance is a sport. We landed. All right, Julia.
Yes.
Do you have a hot take that you were ready to
say?
Are my eyebrows ready?
I think you would maybe agree with me on this, but I don't know if this is considered a hot take, but I'll still say it. You know how everyone in 2020 is like, oh, girls and guys like can do whatever. Like it's equal. I'm talking about dating and
marriage. Sure.
I still think the old fashioned stuff, like the guy asking the girl out and the guy asking the girl to marry. Maybe this all ties together, me being like a hopeless romantic. Like that's just how I think it should be. But I'm not saying it's wrong to do it anyway else. I just think for me personally, if I had to choose, I would say I would like old fashioned stuff more.
You're saying that chivalry isn't dead. This is your hot take that there's still
No, I think chivalry is dead, but I believe that it should be there.
No, so we believe in chivalry. So it's dead, but we need to revive it. We need zombie chivalry to the rescue.
Yeah. Do you agree?
I agree with you. It depends. Like, I don't know what we define as chivalry. Like, a lot of people, because there's this whole, right, like, we don't, like, I don't need chivalry. We don't need chivalry. Chivalry's bad. I'm like, well, I don't really know what we thought it was, I guess. Like, I don't know, like, there's, like, some definition and somebody would, like, throw it in my face. Like, I'm stupid. But as far as I understand it, it's, like, guys being extra courteous to girls and, like, trying to actively, like, I don't know, court? Is that stupid? Is that, like, that's too tense a word? No. By the way, like, you know, kind of being, like, courteous, kind of being, like, reaching out and taking care of girls. Now, like, I think the implication there and the reason why it got shut down is, like, we can take care of ourselves. I'm like, well, okay, like, that wasn't really the point of, like, being chivalrous in the first place. Like,
Like
I feel like, you know, okay, like, yeah, we get that you can take care of yourself, but, like, would you mind if I stuck around a little bit? Like I think that was kind of the point. Like, you know, that was the point.
Yeah.
More than it was, like, let me show you how macho I am. Like, guys are just a lot more stupid than that. Like, I don't know. I think a lot of times people think that guys are all, like, let me just show you. Hey, I go to the gym. Let me just show you how much I'm curling. It's like, that's not really how we think most of the time. Like, most of the time we're just like, hey, I think you're pretty. I'm just kind of wandering around. So I agree with you. Like, I mean, it also is pretty hypocritical. Like, I didn't ask any girls to dances or
I know this.
Like, out, or I didn't go to prom. It was like a whole shtick. And so, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm a hypocrite for even saying that because, like, I didn't even really do it. But, you know, I did. I asked Jalen out. I've asked that girl before. I think that is, like, the guy's spot. I don't think it means that, like, girls don't have anything to do with it. But yeah, I think I agree with you. Is that what you were saying or am I?
Yeah, no, that is, I don't know if I want to, like, I'm just speaking for myself. I'm just saying this is just what I prefer. Because I don't want to be like, I think chivalry should come back for everyone because blah, blah, blah. Because I know some people prefer to take initiative. But I like the whole, the guy ask the girl out. Because I know guys,
your number in the podcast definition. Yeah, I have a whole ton of guys who listen to this podcast that I could just slide it right to you.
It's okay. I don't know why I'm talking about this. I have no experience whatsoever. Never had a boyfriend. Barely go on dates, you know? So, yeah. But I do know, is it true that guys like it when girls make the first move?
Are we talking about like kissing specifically or just in general? Like, are we talking more like to even ask out?
Yeah.
To even ask out? That's a good question. I think the answer is like yes, but like kind of with an asterisk in the sense that like you should make it super duper obvious and easy for us to make the first move. If that makes sense. Because like there are a lot of times where it's like, especially lately where like there's been a whole push. I feel like as chivalry and all that is like kind of falling apart, there's also been this like, oh, guys and girls can totally be friends. But that like makes our jobs asking people out 3,000 times harder, where it's like, oh, this girl's being super nice to me, but like,
but you don't know.
He might not even want me to ask her out. So then like, I guess like, do girls need to make the first move? Like, no. But like, you should make it super obvious that you're super interested. And then like, and even like lob, like maybe even a date that then like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can articulate that in a way that makes any sense. But anyway, that's kind of what I would say. Cause I still think it's important that guys like just freaking man up and ask the girl out. Like if you're gonna do it. And honestly, I've kind of fought that whole guys and girls can't be friends. Like that's my stance. Like just shoot your shot. I don't know. Like just ask.
You don't think guys and girls can be friends?
Oh, absolutely not. It's not, I don't know if it's girls' fault, but from guys' perspective, we're just too simple minded. Like that just doesn't fly. Like in our heads, we're like I must date, or it's like I must not date. And that's just how that goes. Like I still have friends who are girls. It's not like it's impossible or whatever, but like it's just a very,
it's hard.
It's way hard, yeah.
That's way good.
Yeah, yeah. So to all those guys out there who are still being lit on, there's hope. I don't know. Maybe there isn't. Who knows? But no, I agree. I think that's fair. Guys, just shoot your shot. Ask the girl out. Unless it's Instagram DMs. Try to get that phone number. Instagram DMs.
It's so hard with the whole dating up kind of thing. I mean, I have one and I hate it. It's a game to me. It's a game to me, but it's just like.
Yeah, I don't believe in Instagram DMs. I believe in texting. You know, sometimes texting is the only way you're gonna do it. So that's whatever. But yeah. Get a girl's number and then ask her out. That's my. Is that a hot take? That shouldn't be a hot take. If it's a hot take for you, then you need to fix your ways.
No, I agree.
Sweet. All right. I think we did it, Julia. Did it go as scary as you thought? Are you okay? Is there?
The only reason why I was scared is because I didn't think this was being edited, and I was like, oh shoot.
It's not going to be edited almost at all. So whatever.
Well, it's fine.
Yeah, because it's fine.
The reason why I wanted to be on this was because I listened to them, and I was like, wait, I love podcasts, and I love to talk. You know I like talking.
You just talk for
all the time. I
can talk for days. Just get a mic. This mic was super cheap off Amazon.
I can talk for days. I'm a comms major.
So. Comms majors are the best. But for Julia Izu, I'm Josh Davis. This is